तव कथामृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविविरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भूरिदायनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the knowers of truth, which you have vouched since, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda, Chapter Harmony of Religions. There are five Gospels of Sri Ramakrishna. The first Gospel was recorded by Girish Chandra Sen, a Brahmo, who was a disciple of Keshav Chandra Sen. Second Gospel was recorded by Suresh Chandra Datta, a householder disciple of Sri Ramakrishna. He recorded 910 teachings of Ramakrishna. The third Gospel was recorded by Ramchandra Datta. He took Sri Ramakrishna's teachings, recorded it, and then he wrote a commentary on Sri Ramakrishna's teachings. The fourth Gospel was recorded by M, the recorder of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna that you generally read, that book, this big one. And the fifth Gospel was recorded by Swami Brahmananda. It is a small book. He started to record these things from 1899. Amazing. But that book is not very popular, but not very known to the people. Only Gospel by Aim is very well known. But it is one of the direct disciples, monastic disciples of Ramakrishna, recorded his guru's teachings. So it has a tremendous value and authenticity of Sri Ramakrishna's teachings. In the afternoon, I was just reading a passage. Sri Ramakrishna went to visit a householder devotee. Ishan Mukhopadhyay, a very good spiritual person, good devotee. And Sri Ramakrishna was very happy to see to this devotee and visiting his home, and even had lunch there. He is telling, because he's one of his sons, is a lawyer, M's friend. And Sri Ramakrishna was talking about a pen picture of a householder's life. Sangsare kichui nei, dekho, you people lead a family life. Think of it, try to visualize in where you are. This man, his family is very good because his mind is devoted to God. His wife, his children, all are devotees of God. So there is peace and harmony in this house. And if it is not, if they have, do not have any spiritual background, children are hardcore. Some people I see, their sons are very wicked. Gajakhor, they smoke hemp. Mata, they drink. Abaddo, disobedient. Eishab koto koshcher. If he is a parent, all his sons are like this. So could you expect any peace and joy in that family? That Sri Ramakrishna is telling these householders. But this family is very special. Their minds, everybody is very devoted to God. Vidya Sanshar. It is a very spiritual setup. Seldom you will find such a family. Erup du chatte bari deklam. Thus I have seen only few families. Balaram's family also was one of them. Kebol jhagra, kuntul, hingsha, tarpar rok, shok, daridra. Sri Ramakrishna is depicting that I go to some devotee's house, what I see. First, jhagra, quarreling. Kuntul. Kuntul means misunderstanding, friction, irritation, hatred among themselves. Hingsha, hatred, jealousy. Rog, shok, daridra. Rog, disease, shok, grief, daridra, poverty. That I see some families. He is telling that what kind of families I go and I see. Dekhe bolla, ma, ei bela mor phiriye dao. When I see these things, I pray to the Divine Mother. That Mother, divert my mind only towards God. Dekho na Narendra ki mushkilei poreche. My main disciple, Narendra, Vivekananda, he is in deep trouble now. Bap mara geche, barite khete pachhe na. His father died, there is so much poverty at home. Even they do not have food to eat. So much poverty in Vivekananda's family. Kachkarme rato cheshta koche jochche na. Ekhon ki kore berachche dekho. Narendra is trying at most to get a job. But he is not getting a job even. Then he was telling him, hey master, তুমি আগে অত যেতে এখন তত যাও না কেন বুঝি পরিবারের সঙ্গে বেশি ভাব হয়েছে এই এম প্রিভিয়াসলি ইউজ টু ভিজিট মি কোয়াইট অফন নাও ইজ ইউ ডোন্ট আই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট নাও ইউ আর বিকাম অ্যাটাচ টু ইউর ওয়াইফ টু মাচ বাট আই ক্যান নট ব্লেম ইউ দিস হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড আই সি ফুল অফ লাস্ট গোল্ড অ্যাটাচমেন্ট So I pray to the mother, mother, abar jodi shorir dharon hoy, jeno sangsari koro na. Mother, if you be born again, please don't make me a householder. I was reading, you know, when I was reading the gospel, the way Sri Ramakrishna is talking, so beautifully he described what he is seeing around his devotees. Beautiful. Even he is talking that if I be born again, mother, don't make me a householder. Very interesting. Number 10. Bhagavan ek, sadhak o bhaktera bhinno bhinno bhabe o ruchi onushare tar upasana kore thake. Jemon grihosther ekta boro mach barite ele, keu jhol kore, keu bhaje, কেউ তেল হলিতে চচ্ছড়ি করে কেউ ভাত দিয়ে ভাতে দিয়ে কেউ বা অম্বল করে খেয়ে থাকে সেইরূপ যাদের যেমন রুচি তারা সেই রকমভাবে ভগবানের সাধন ভজন উপাসনা করে থাকে religions stated in the present age. Harmony amongst religions. Okay. Number 10. As one large fish is dressed into several dishes, such as soup, curry, cutlet, and etc., to suit the taste of different members of the household, so the Lord, though one, is worshipped by the devotees in different ways according to their individual likings. Not a very good translation. Grihastha, householders. Tastes differs from person to person. In the same family, same fish, they will cook in different ways. First, he says, ekta boro mach, they bought a big fish. Some make it fish soup. Fish with vegetables and all the things, a soup. That is for the people, those who have weak stomach. Second, some people like fried fish. They fry. Third, keu tel holo de chachori kore. Mani, they put salt and turmeric and then they cook with some spices and chilies and oil and very fancy dish they make out of the same fish. Keu bhate diye. Bhate diye means in our part of the country, if the fish is very fresh, sometimes the hot rice, very hot, and in between, they put in hot rice, they put a, we do not have plastic, you know, they put a banana leaf. Over that, they put the fish with all the spices and oil, and they put another banana leaf. And then again, they put hot rice. And in that way, they steamed it. If that heat from below and from above, they cooked the fish, and that is delicious. That is called bhapar, bhate dai. Generally, shad fish, my mother used to make that way. It is delicious, very fresh, and very tasty. But it is not fried or anything like that. Just in this country, you people have, sometimes you do what is called, you cook fish, some boiled, all those things. I generally don't understand this kind of cooking, American Western cooking, how they cook. Anyhow, in the stove. So that is the way. Kebabu ambol kore khwar. Mane the fish, they will fry it. And then they make a gravy with tamarind, sour, and prickled fish. And then they will put mustard seed seasoning. Mustard seed, plus they put one chili, oil. When the mustard seed is boiled, then they will put some tamarind and liquid and with water. And then they put it there when they are boiled, and then they will drop the fish. That is called sour preparation. So there are various ways they can cook the same fish. That's the Ramakrishna talking. It differs. Somebody like, everybody's taste is different, so cooking is also is different. So he is talking about some people worship God in their different ways. Some people love to do rituals, puja, that we shall do next Sunday. Some people perform sacrifice, the Vedic sacrifice. In the fire, they pour oblations and they repeat mantra. Some people, Lalita Sahasranam, they chant hours after hours. Thousands of names they chant God's name. Then some people do Parayana, that we shall read the whole Ramayana within 7 days. they take a vow. Some people practice japam. Well, I shall repeat 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 times a day. Some people love meditation. Some people pray. Some people sing bhajan, day and night singing God's name. Some people, they sing and dance. So he was talking about there are many ways also people can practice spiritual disciplines. Let us see what Gospel says, 595-96. Sri Ramakrishna to M. Can you tell me why people feel so much attracted to this place, meaning himself? What does it mean? M. It reminds me of an episode of Krishna's life at Vrindavan. Krishna transformed himself into the cowherd boys and the cubs, whereupon the cows began to feel more strongly attracted to the cowherd boys, the gopis and the cubs. Master, that is the attraction of God. The truth is, the Divine Mother creates the spell, and it is that which attracts people. Well, not as many people come here as used to go to Keshavchen. And how many people respect and honor Keshav? He is known even in English land. Queen Victoria spoke with him. It is said in the Gita that God's power is manifest in him who is honored and respected by many. But so many people do not come here. Yeah, it is the householders who went to Keshav Sen. Master, yes, that is true. The worldly minded. Yeah, will what Keshav has founded remain a long time? Master, why? He has written a Samhita, a book of rules for the guidance of the members of the Brahma Samaj. But it is quite different with the work done by Divine Incarnation himself, Chaitanya's work, for instance. Master, yes, yes, that is true. You yourself tell us that Chaitanya Deva said, the seeds I have sown will certainly bear fruit some time or other. A man left some seeds on the cornice of a house. Litter on the house fell down and trees grew from those seeds. Master, many people go to Keshav Samaj founded by Shivanath and his friends. Is that so? Yes, sir. People of that sort. Master is smiling. Yes, yes. The worldly minded go there. But not many of those who long for God and are trying to denounce woman and gold. It will be fine if a current flows from this place. Everything will be carried away by its force. Nothing that comes out of the place will be monotonous. Sri Ramakrishna is talking about, he asked his disciple, how many people come here? Latu Maharaj counted 31. Not too many. In Keshav's congregation, hundreds of people come. But those who really want God, they come here. That's Sri Ramakrishna said. Some people, you know, go to Tantra, these, that, you know. Amazing. যেমন জল এক পদার্থ, দেশ কাল পাত্রভেদে তার ভিন্ন ভিন্ন নাম হয়। বাংলাদেশে জল বলে, হিন্দিতে পানি বলে, ইংরেজিতে ওয়াটার বা অ্যাকোয়া বলে। পরস্পরের ভাষা না জানা থাকলে কারুর কথা কেউ বুঝতে পারে না, কিন্তু জানলে আর ভাবের কোনোরূপ ব্যতিক্রম হয় না। দি বিং ইজ দি সেম, only the names are different. For instance, one and the same substance, water, is called by different names by different people in different countries, in different ages. In Bengali, the substance is called jal. In Hindi, pani. In English, water or aqua. It is only owing to the ignorance of one's another's language that people do not understand one another. Otherwise, there would not there could not be any misunderstanding. Beautiful. I see people who talk about religion constantly quarreling with one another. Hindus, Muslims, Brahmos, Shaktas, Vaishnavas, Shaivas, all quarrel with one another. They have not the intelligence to understand that. He who is called Krishna is also Shiva and the primal Bhakti Shakti, and that is he again who is called Jesus and Allah. There is only one Rama, and he has a thousand names. Truth is one, only it is called by different names. All people are seeking the same truth. The variance is due to climate, temperament, and name. A lake has many ghats. From one ghat, the Hindus take water in jars and call it jal. From another ghat, the Muslims take water in leather bags and call it pani. From a third, the Christians take the same thing and call it pani, call it water, all lab. Suppose someone says that one thing is not jal but pani, or that it is not pani but water, or that it is not water but jal, it would indeed be ridiculous. But this very thing is at the root of the friction among sects, their misunderstandings and quarrels. This is why people injure and kill one another and shed blood in the name of religion. But this is not good. Everyone is going toward God. They will all realize him if they have sincerity and longing of heart. This is a beautiful example Sri Ramakrishna gave about water. If you know the water means, if you know the language, then no friction. If you do not know the language, then the friction comes. If you know God, then there is no friction. If you do not know God, you understand God according to your own way, then comes friction. That's what he was talking about. Misunderstanding is the cause of all frictions. You know, after the advent of Sri Ramakrishna, we find all over the world interfaith, inter-religious understanding coming. There are many, many groups all over the country, interfaith. That Sri Ramakrishna was talking about, you know. Very hot. Could you reduce it? Interfaith. You know, I sometimes mention, I told them in Oakland, in the Jain conference. After the advent of Sri Ramakrishna came the Parliament of Religions of Chicago. And the American people brought all religions on the same platform. It never happened before, 1893. All religious leaders on the same platform. From then on, this interfaith, this wave of interfaith started, interreligious. It is the truth that only my religion is the only religion, and those who think that way, they are all childish. They're ignorant. And moreover, this came the internet. This whole world is in that iPhone. Shh. The whole universe is in that iPhone, iPad. Amazing. Anything you want, click it and Google, you will get it. It is amazing that how this thing works. Nowadays, many places we go, they quote Sri Ramakrishna without mentioning his name. Because you will never get such kind of universal teachings in other religions. Very seldom you will find. There is nothing there. We find the golden rule of every religion, Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, all Hinduism, Judaism, all talked about this universal brotherhood, love for human beings. But who is going? It will take time. I remember once I went to speak in a synagogue, their Orthodox Jewish synagogue in St. Louis. The rabbi told me, Swami, I really don't know anything about religion, your religion. Please tell us and enlighten us so that we can understand what your religion is. Very humble rabbi. Swami, I have never read your religion. Please tell us, teach us. I have seen many Christians, you know, they have not read other religions. But I read part of the, of course, Bible we read when we were a student. We read world religions. We read Quran. Quran I tried to read, I could not understand. Very difficult to understand Quran. I have three translations of Quran. Then I read Muhammad's life, Buddha's life. All the teachers, lives of the great teachers I read. There is a book they used to publish in India, Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, Living Biographies. All the great teachers of the world, their biographies. I remember Swami Sarvagatanandaji told me, Brother, could you write a book? No-ism, Hinduism, Buddhism, no-ism. Only the life of the great teachers of the world and their teachings. Life and teachings, and nothing else. Don't bring Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Islam, no-ism. Only life and their teachings, that we want to know. ভগবানের নাম ও চিন্তা যেরকম করেই করো না কেন তাতেই কল্যাণ হবে। যেমন মিষ্টির রুচি সিদ্ধি করে খাও, আর করেই খাও, খেলে মিষ্টি লাগবেই লাগবে। 559 They did not translate. You will advance yourself in whatever way you may meditate upon him or recite his holy names. The cake made with sugar candy will taste equally sweet whether it be held straight or oblique when you eat it. Not very good translation anyhow. 559. Again, he was, Sri Ramakrishna was talking about Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Shaktas, Shaivas, Vaishnavas, the Brahmaganis of the time of the Rishis and you. The Brahmaganis of modern times all seek the same object. A mother prepares dishes to suit the stomachs of her children. Suppose a mother has 5 children and a fish is brought for the family. She does not cook plow or kaliya for all of them. All have not the same power of digestion. So she prepares a simple stew for some, but she loves all her children equally. Do you know my attitude? I love all the preparations of fish. I have a womanly nature. I feel myself at home with every dish, fried fish, fish cooked and with turmeric powder, pickled fish. And further, I equally relish rich preparation like fish head, kaliya and pulao. All love. Do you know what the truth is? God has made different religions to suit different aspirants, times, and countries. All doctrines are only so many paths, but a path is by no means God Himself. Indeed, one can reach God if one follows any of the paths with wholehearted devotion. Suppose there are errors in the religion that one has accepted. If one is sincere and earnest, then God Himself will correct those errors. Suppose a man has set out with a sincere desire to visit Jagannath at Puri and by mistake has gone north instead of south, then certainly someone meeting him on the way will tell him, "My good fellow, don't go that way, go to the south," and the man will reach Jagannath sooner or later. If there are errors in other religions, that is none of our business. God, to whom the world belongs, takes care of that. Our duty is somehow to visit Jagannath. The view you hold, he told the Brahmas, is good indeed. You describe God as formless. That is fine. One may eat a cake with icing, other straight or sideways. It will taste sweet either way. Mishrit Suri. Lengthwise you can bite, it is sweet. This way, it is sweet, because it is only sweet that he was talking about. Take God in your life. Then next chapter, Karmaphal, results, fruits of one's action. পাপার পাড়া কেউ হজম করতে পারে না। যদি কেউ লুকিয়ে পাড়া খায় তাহলে কোনোদিন না কোনোদিন গায়ে ফুটে বেরোবে। পাপ করল তেমনি তার ফল একদিন একদিন নিশ্চয়ই ভোগ করতে হবে। সিন লাইক কুইক সিলভার, পাড়া কুইক What is the translation of para? That you know that in the thermometer, the thing which is there,
mercury.
Mercury. That is mercury. You put quicksilver. Quicksilver, I don't know.
Another term for mercury.
Huh?
It's another term for mercury.
I see. Quicksilver. Mercury. That is the word people understand. Sin, like mercury, can never be concealed if one uses a preparation of a mercury, here he put it. Even with the greatest secrecy, eruptions are sure to come out some day or other. Similarly, if one commits a sin, one will as surely have to bear the consequences sometimes or other. That is a famous proverb in our language. Pap or para hajabhayana. Nobody can digest the sin and the mercury. It will come out. It will manifest sometime or other. You cannot hide it. In that connection, Sri Ramakrishna made various remarks 97. Enable to Sri Ramakrishna. What does a man have sinful tendencies? Why does a man have sinful tendencies? Ramakrishna. In God's creation, there are all sorts of things. He has created bad men as well as good men. It is He who gives us good tendencies, and it is He again who gives us evil tendencies. Neighbor. In that case, we are not responsible for our sinful actions, are we? Master, sin begets in our results. This is God's law. Won't you burn your tongue if you chew a chili? In his youth, Mathur led a rather fast life, so he suffered from various diseases before his death. One may not realize this in youth. I have looked into the hearth in the kitchen of the Kali temple, when logs are being burned. At first, the weight would burns rather well. It does not seem then that it contains much moisture. But when the wood is sufficiently burnt, all the moisture runs back to one end. At last, water quits from the fuel and puts out the fire. So one should be careful about anger, passion, and greed. Take, for instance, the case of Hanuman. In a fit of anger, he burnt Ceylon. At last, he remembered that Sita was living in the Ashok Grove. Then he began to tremble lest the fire should injure her. Neighbor, why has God created wicked people? Master, that is His will, His play. In His Maya, there exists Avidya as well as Vidya. Darkness is needed too. It reveals all the more the glory of light. There is no doubt that anger, lust, and greed are evils. Why then has God created them? In order to create saints. A man becomes a saint by conquering the senses. Is there anything impossible for a man who has subdued his passions? He can even realize God through His grace. Again, see how His whole play of creation is perpetuated through lust. Wicked people are needed too. At one time, the tenants of an estate become unruly. The landlord had to send Golok Chowdhury, who was a ruffian. He was such a harsh administrator that the tenants trembled at the very mention of his name. We used to call Golok Chowdhury. Good and evil. If God makes all people good, this whole world will be a very boring place. No policeman is necessary, nothing of this. All are good, all are saints. That will never happen. If all people are bad, then this place, this whole world will be hell. That will not be. I sometimes say that if all white, you cannot get a picture. If all black, you cannot get a picture. You need black and white to make a photograph. So that is the way. Mixed, that is Maya. Shaitya anrite mithuni. The truth and untruth mixed with truth and untruth. That is this world. That is the main theme of the Vedanta philosophy. What is this world? It is a mixture of truth and untruth. If you are 100% truth, you cannot function. You will be in samadhi. Full of sattva, no rajas, no tamas. That is not the way the world is. It is a mixture. But there is a gradation there. Some are perhaps 80% good, 20% bad, 50-50, 30-40. there are many combinations we find among human beings. That is his creation. That is the way he plays. Him quite often he used to say, everybody is a good captain in a calm sea. Calm sea, calm ocean. But if you can save your boat from hurricane or tornado, then you are a real captain. So lust, anger, all these temptations, objects are around you. Why? To make you a saint. I have no desire. I overcome. I overcame those worldly things. What a beautiful way Sri Ramakrishna explained this phenomenon, good and evil. It will be in this world. Sometimes we see that perhaps you did something very bad karma, but you did not get the result in this life. Do you know what will happen? It will come in your next life. That law of karma will chase you, will follow you, and bring the result. No escape. You think, oh, I did so many, I murdered so many people, I did so many bad things, and I have money, and I have power, I hid everything, and I have a very nice, easy life, I have gone. But no. Those things we have done, they are all recorded in your computer. They will follow you. Hey, this law of karma. Sometimes we see some people are murdered. Perhaps he murdered in previous life someone else. So it came back. It is all law of karma. You know, that is the reason I love this sentence of Swamiji. Nothing comes to us which you do not deserve. That is a gospel truth. You are happy. Why? You deserve it. You are unhappy. Why? Because you deserve it. It just all depends on our karma. Love karma. Sometimes if you swallow mercury, sometimes it will come, the eruption comes over your skin, face, various places it will come. Sri Ramakrishna did not like the doctrine of sin of the Christianity. I chanted God's name. All sin is gone. He used to tell his disciples, Shakal Shandai Hattali Di Hori Naam Kurbe. Morning and evening, clap your hands and Hori, Lord's name. Then all sin will disappear. Lord's name. It purifies this world. He gave a very, very beautiful example. You are a yogi, meditating under a tree. And on the top of the tree, there are some nests of the birds. In the evening, all birds return to their nests and they're making some noise. And you clapped out of fear, all these birds will fly away. It was evening, they are not supposed to fly away. But out of fear, they fly away. That Sri Ramakrishna said, if you repeat God's name, that sound, all of your evil things will go away, fly away from you. He gave many, many examples. Another, he says, kolite monir pap papna. In this Kali Yuga, mental sin is not considered as sin. A bad thought came to my mind. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It came from my previous samskaras. But if you physically do something, that will bring the result. That keep deep impression in the mind and you got it. Watch your mind. Something good thoughts, bad thoughts, continuously is passing. It is not keeping any mark there. But if you physically do, it will give a deep mark there. That is the way Sri Ramakrishna explained in this Kuli Yuga. Kulite, that is a great saying of Sri Ramakrishna. In this Kuli Yuga, a mental sin is not considered as a sin. Then he told another story. Some people think that if you take bath in the Ganges, you will be free from sin. So his sinner went, and the moment he was trying to go inside the Ganges, all the sins left his body and sat on the branch of a tree. And then he took bath in the Ganges. When he came out from the river, again those sins jumped on you. Thakur is so funny. Another place he says, some people think, sin, you know, I committed so many sins in my life, what shall I do? Thakur, do you know how he compared the sin? Ore oto tulor pahad. It is a cotton mountain, just one matchstick, one spark of fire can burn these heaps of cotton in the twinkling of an eye. Heaps of cotton will be burnt into ashes, only one spark of fire. So all of your sins, whatever you have done in all through your life, only God's name, that power of God's name will clean up all of your sins. The way Sri Ramakrishna talked about and gave encouragement to his devotees and followers, how to cope with the sin. Je papi papi kare, se papi hoye jaye. It is in the Upanishad also. Those who think I am a sinner, he becomes a sinner. Never think that you are a sinner. You are the Atman. There no sin can stand there, go there. That is the reason in Vedanta we teach Ahang Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Saitya Svabhava Paramananda Ananta Advayam Brahma. Aham. I, Nitya Shuddha, ever pure, Buddha, ever awakened, Mukta, ever free, Satya Svabhava, eternal, Paramananda, bliss, supreme bliss, Ananta, infinite, Adyam, non-dual, Brahman. That is my true nature. This is the mantra which will counteract all of your bad thoughts. Sometimes we do something wrong, I think nobody has seen me, so it is okay. I did something wrong, you know. Hari, you cannot be fooled. God, He is watching you all the time. Nobody might have seen you, no human beings might have not seen you, but God has seen whatever you have done. You cannot hide anything. Vishvato Chakshu, His eyes are everywhere. You cannot be full God. Your indwelling self, your Atman, is watching everything. Your every action, every thoughts are monitored by the Atman, by God, by Antarjami, indwelling self. There is another 369. Let me see what 369 is. Musician. It is God alone who is both the instrument and the cause. Duryodhana said to Krishna, O Lord, thou art seated in my heart. I act as thou makest me act. Master, with a smile, yes, that is true. It is God alone who acts through us. He is the doer, undoubtedly, and man is an instrument. But it is also true that an action cannot fail to produce its results. Your stomach will certainly burn if you eat hot chili. It is God who has ordained that chili will burn your stomach. If you commit a sin, you must bear its fruit. But one who has attained perfection, realized God, cannot commit sin. An expert singer cannot sing a false note. A man with a strange voice sings the notes correctly. Sa re ga ma pa da ni. That's a beautiful way Sri Ramakrishna explained. Sometimes it is our nature to blame God. You know, God is doing all these things. Would you not like to take the responsibility? Good ones, me, bad ones, God. Perhaps you remember Sri Ramakrishna's that beautiful story. A man killed a cow. He has a nice orchard. A cow entered, he hit the cow and killed. Then in cow killing, the sin wanted to jump on the Brahmin, that owner of the orchard. The Brahmin said, wait a minute, sin, you cannot touch me. This hand, God Indra is the God of my hand. So this sin was committed by Indra, not me. Then sin went to Indra. Well, you killed the cow. But I didn't kill the cow. Well, you did. That Brahmin said that you are the God of the hand, so you killed the cow. Then Indra said, wait a minute. Please wait. So Indra took the guise of a Brahmin, came to this owner of the garden and said, hello, this garden is so beautiful. Who is the owner of this garden? I. Oof, how beautiful are the flowers. Why did you get it? I brought it from such and such place. Oh, you made such a beautiful lake. Yes. Oof, how many flowers, so many wonderful things you have made. Really, yes, yes. It is all mine. Then when you see the dead cow and say, my goodness, who killed this cow? Then Indra looked at that owner, that Brahmin. Who killed this cow? Then Indra took his own form. Indra killed the cow, or you killed the cow. Who killed the cow? Bas. Then Indra told the sin, now jump on him. Jump on him. This man committed the sin. He killed the cow. Sri Ramakrishna was telling that there are some people always try to transfer bad things on God. All good things I do, all bad things God does. Hypocrisy. The result of action will always come on the body. But do you know the secret? Thakur's mother told the secret. I think Thakur also said, by God's grace, suppose you are supposed to lose a leg because of your bad karma. But instead of losing a leg, you got a scratch. That God can do. How does it work? Sometimes I tell you one thing. Suppose I have a disease, terrible pain. real pain. But if you have genuine love for God, your mind will think of God and you will forget the pain. You can switch. Who have pain is registered in the mind, not in the body. See, if the mind is withdrawn from the body, you cannot feel the pain. That happens. Those who have a deep spiritual background, they can withdraw the mind from the body. So you cannot feel the pain. That happens by God's grace. Karma will bring, definitely will bring the result, anything. But there was a great saint. Which is called Balananda Brahmachari. I liked what he said. He said, God is very gracious. What does he do? Suppose you did something wrong, you are supposed to get 100 hours pain because of your karma. 100 hours pain you will get. So God thinks that if I give continuously 100 hours pain, that person will die. So he gives installment basis. Installment basis you will get the pain. Today perhaps 5 hours, perhaps after 1 month another 5 hours, then perhaps another 2 weeks, 10 hours. In this way, 100 hours pain he will take away on installment basis, not on continuous basis. It makes sense to me. Constant pain is unbearable. We cannot do it. We cannot bear it. So God is very kind. He gives pain on installment basis. I like that method, you know. Just think of that. According to my karma, I am supposed to get 100 hours pain. That I am getting on installment basis, not continuously. That God can do. That you, perhaps you have a heavy loan from IRS. IRS will tell you, all right, 10 years you pay this debt. So that is the grace of IRS, you see. Internal Revenue Service can you have a understanding and easement and a contact with you that you know you are supposed to get $40,000, you cannot pay. All right, you get on the 10 years plus $4,000 each year. That we shall take your money and we shall not charge you extra interest. Clear your debt, $40,000. In 10 years, $4,000 each. That will be not be unbearable or not unreasonable for you. So God also can do all these things. Anyhow, karma fall. Up to this tonight.